This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Air Force released its revised final request for proposals for the KCX tanker yesterday. Northrop Grumman Eads is still threatening not to bid, and Boeing's not thrilled either. In continuing fallout from Joe Stack's IRS vendetta in Austin, a lawsuit has been filed on behalf of the family of the only fatality other than Stack himself. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for a number of Piper PA-28 and 32 models. A California pilot with HIV will be allowed to sue the federal government over the Social Security Administration's release of his HIV status to the FAA. Cessna says it's completed its acquisition of Citation Air, a business aviation company originally called Citation Shares. Department of Homeland Security officials say the first of 150 full-body scanners are ready for deployment at U.S. airports in 2 weeks. The U.S. Department of Labor has announced grants of $7.5 million to assist workers laid off from aviation and other industries in Kansas. Longtime Oshkosh volunteer Marguerite Lawrence has passed away at age 93. And the 99s are encouraging all women pilots to offer an intro flight to at least one woman who's not a pilot to celebrate the first woman pilot 100 years ago, March 8th. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell talks about the new Cecil Field Spaceport in Florida with Planning and Development Administrator Todd Lindner. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.